All right, now we're going to the live monster party in the woods at Wave Farm.
All right, you guys are on.
Okay, well, hello, everybody. Welcome to a radio monster party. Hi, everybody.
Hi. Hey. Hello.
So why don't we get to know each other a little bit before we go into talking about these monsters? My name is Ralph, and I happen to draw this sort of a broom slug of some kind. So I'm excited to talk to you guys about that sound eventually. But why don't we go around and just maybe say who we are and what monster we have. So that's me. Could you start us off?
Okay. My name is Esme. And I drew sort of a demon with a tail and a love split.
Definitely surprised.
My name is Echo, and I drew some sort of octopus monster who has a lot of tentacles and is very angry.
My name is Alana, and my monster is called Greeny Pinky Swirly. And it's sort of a swirly, snail-like animal with a big mouth.
My name is Emmett, and my monster was like, sort of like a dragon, except like different.
And this is Arlo, and she has a monster.
Oh, wow.
It's a bush monster.
My name is Everett, and I made sort of a snake-type bat thing that's kind of robotic, and yeah.
My name's Eli, and I drew some sort of a one-eyed alien sort of thing.
My name is Coltrane, and I drew, like, a big six-eyed spider thing with a robotic body of a human on top of it that's animated by a weird flamey eyeball thing.
Cool. So we have all these different kinds of monsters, and we've all introduced ourselves. And so what I was thinking about for today is we could talk about making sounds and thinking about what sounds our monsters make. It might surprise us what sounds our monsters make. It may not be maybe obvious from what our monsters are drawn like. So I was thinking about maybe talking about different sounds they could make. I think we'd actually discussed a little bit before we went on air to an extent. But I'd love maybe a volunteer to go first. Anyone would like to share their... You want to share your monster sound with us? Could you pass the microphone over? Great.
My monster sound is, can it be, like, loud, loud?
Oh, yeah. So it almost calls like a bird. Cool. And if I recall, yours eats dragons so it can fly. That's very, very cool.
My monster makes sort of a hissing sound like this.
Yeah, and could you do that again? Because if I recall, you had talked about how you wanted that hissing sound, but maybe you imagined it really low, right? Like a low hissing sound.
My monster kind of also makes a hissing sound, though it's a spider. And it's like...
Very, very cool. So we have spider hisses, we have serpentine hisses. Very, very cool. Are there any other volunteers that would like to make their monster sound? Yeah. Very, very cool. That's okay. Let's see. So, Echo, if I remember, yours had kind of a multi-part kind of a sound, right?
Yeah, well...
Oh, let's pass it over to Echo, sorry.
The tentacles would, like, hit the waves to make, like, a slushy sound.
Oh, cool. And so does the mouth make any sound at all?
No.
So it's just the tentacles.
Yeah,
the tentacles. Cool. So maybe we could help you out make that sound. So what could we all do to make that kind of tentacle slapping noise?
I don't know.
Why don't we brainstorm for a second? I'm going to put this up here so I can use my hands like a human being. Let's see. So what? Maybe why don't we all try to use our hands for right now, and let's try to maybe find some sounds that maybe help direct us a little bit. So does it sound more like a clapping kind of sound?
No, like a slushing sound, like
a slushing sound like that.
Yeah.
So maybe we could all maybe do hand rubbing. So cool. What? So it's kind of like that. Cool. And is it more like, is there any kind of a percussive thing when it hits the water initially?
Yeah.
So it's like a, so cool, so neat. And so when it makes that sound, when it gets angry, do the tentacles speed up? Or do they slow down?
They speed up.
Speed up. Okay, so why don't we do angry tentacle monster, everybody. Ready? Set angry tentacle monster. Cool. Wonderful. So that's really, really neat. And are there any other emotions that your monster expresses with their tentacles at all?
Not really.
Okay, cool. I was thinking maybe there could be the surprise one. Maybe it's reversed or something. I don't know. Very, very cool. Let's see. Would someone else like to share their monster? Sure. Do you want to talk about, was it pink, swirly, swirly?
It's a greeny pinky swirly.
Oh, okay.
And I think it has sort of like a grinding sound because it has sort of teeth that consume everything that gets sucked into its mouth, almost like a trash compactor.
Okay.
So I guess it's sort of like a kind of sound.
Cool. And is it a sound that you think that you can make by yourself, or is it a sound that maybe you need more people to effectively make
it? I think it's better because it's pretty powerful and it's kind of low. So if there's more.
So can you show us how to make that sound?
Well, maybe that there's kind of like a part to it too.
Oh, okay, so maybe half of us are going and the other half are making that gnashing sound.
Yeah, there. I think that would work.
Yeah, exactly. That sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe this side goes and that side goes .
Okay, cool. Well, why don't we kind of get the microphone from that side and this side?
Okay.
That's true. We do have to condense. That's right. So we're the part. Now, is it like an angry Is it a stable, static or what is it?
I think it's sort of like waves. It kind of ebbs and flows.
Okay, so maybe something like we could all do it together. Maybe I like using my hands to guide things. Maybe when my hands are close together, it'll make kind of a quiet one, and as they go further apart, we get louder. And when it comes back together, we get quieter. Would that, something like that help?
Yeah.
Cool. So I guess we'll try that out. And maybe let's talk about your side with the gnashing.
I think
side.
If it's just a lot of different gnashing at different times, all on top of each other.
Cool.
Like everybody's, we don't have to do it in unison, I don't think. Should we practice it?
Yeah, let's practice it. How about we practice each part independently? How about
okay.
You try yours first?
Okay, so we could all try going. Everybody together.
Cool. And then for us, we're going to do the that starts out quiet and gets loud and then it gets quiet again. So this is just an approximate guide. Don't worry about totally following it. So why don't we try it out? Is that what you were looking for?
Yeah.
Cool. So I guess we should try it all together, right?
Yeah.
Cool. So I guess here we go. Very, very cool. Thank you. So far, I haven't given everyone a round of applause yet, but so far, let's give everyone a round of applause for doing a really nice job being creative. Everyone's doing such a nice job. Cool. So, would anyone else like to share a monster sound or an idea for a monster sound? Sure. Cool.
I made this for dad.
Can you do that again for us? That's wonderful. So, now, do you imagine the sound coming out sounding like you, or do you imagine it being way up high or really, really low, or how do you imagine it?
Well, it's kind of squeaky, so it's really up, really loud and stuff.
Cool. So that means that we could maybe do something called processing, where we can take a sound and we can transform it in some way. Has anyone here ever tried out transforming, maybe shifting the sounds they've recorded ever? Cool. You've done a little bit of it, Culture? Echo, have you ever done it? Cool. Well, I actually, this is just sort of this is an example of what we might do. So, if you guys recall, I was talking about mine. I've got the broom slug that goes crack, 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 right? And what I did is, I went in, and I used something called Audacity, which is a free program, and there are a bunch of free programs that you can find. So as long as you have access to a computer, you could do this all at home. This would be only the first of a million monster parties that you could do. What I did is, so I recorded mine. So I did that recording, and then I went up here to this, just that little pull down. I did all these weird sounds. So for example, let's imagine what you could do with this. For example, you could maybe speed it up, right? So, for example, if I speed it up, I can make it kind of be similar to your idea for yours. I just did that with like three buttons. Everyone could totally do this, right? And so, as we record this and as we imagine our monsters, thinking about where we'd like to go with our processing could help, you know, better inform us when we finalize our monsters. So,
what about slowing?
Slowing down? Oh, okay, yeah, let's check that out. So let's see, I'm going to fix what I just did, and then I'm going to slow it down. Oops, I hit the wrong button. Okay, so I guess the question is, how slow do you want it to go? Slow and still kind of sounds like it, or really slow and sounds like it's just noise? Okay, so I guess the question is, how slow do you want it to go? We just want to see and tinker with it?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, cool. So I slowed it down a whole bunch. Let's see what happens. I just pressed a couple buttons, right? And I could do this really cool transformation. And it's so much fun because you can do a whole bunch more. Does anyone know about what happens when you do reversal or tape reverse? Has anyone ever reversed something have you ever done that, Echo? Cool, can you tell us about what that is?
It sounds very weird, like, so it reverses the whole audio and it sounds totally different, and sometimes, like, you can try to figure out before you play it what it's going to sound like by doing it on the opposite.
Yeah, that's right. You can do a whole bunch of stuff by planning ahead and imagining what you can do. I chose grack because the beginning and end were different. So when I play it backwards, you can hear the difference. But before I play it regular backwards, since we've already made our, you know, really loud or, you know, low and kind of stretched out monster sound, let's reverse that and see what that sounds like. And then we'll do regular backwards. So this is, once again, the very low one that we just did, but now backwards. Sounds like he's eating. He's just like found this giant donut and he's just kind of eating it. But, so without that slowdown, though, this is what the regular one would sound like. Maybe it sounds like a puppy, right? But ideally, as we imagine our monster sounds, we can maybe try out different ideas with that. So, with the time we have, let's go ahead and let's move on to our next thing. I wanted to talk to you guys about the monster sounds you were imagining, because I'd love to put them in a big thing I'm writing. I'm writing this this radio opera about a girl and her best friend who find a book of magic spells. And at one point, they come across a bunch of friends and accidentally turn them into monsters. And so what I'd like to do is for us to make some sounds together with our monster sounds, pretending to be those friends. Does everyone understand what we're doing? We're playing pretend, and we're essentially going to make monster sounds together. So we could do maybe some tentacle noises while doing some gurs and some hissing and so on. And of course, don't forget the giant butterfly dragon eater as well. So, why don't we try out making all of our monster sounds together? So, for right now, we're just going to this is the kitchen sink of monster noises. Let's all make our monster noises for right now. Ready, set, go.
Scratch, 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 scratch.
So, if you can imagine, you were just minding your business and someone accidentally turned you into a monster. You know, you'd be just hanging out, you'd still be you, but you'd be a monster, right? Just as I'm hanging out right now, suddenly my speech would just turn into grack, 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 and I would look like this. Which I think would be an improvement, personally. But, anyway, now I'd like you guys to imagine that we've finally made new friends and we're excited to play a game. So sure, yeah.
And this would be a lot bigger than the dragon. Oh,
that's true. That would be really big. If I recall, that eats dragons, right? So pretty big one, totally. So why don't we try out doing more of a happier monster sound? So the same creatures, but imagine like, hey. Someone brought cookies. Hey, you know, I made marshmallows or something. I don't know.
That sounds awesome.
Excellent. I completely agree. So, why don't we go ahead and let's make slightly happier ones. Let's everybody try. Ready, set, go. Crack. Crack. Great. So now there's another part of the story where they go to pass the ball, and accidentally the ball is popped on one of the students' exoskeletons. Does anyone know what an exoskeleton is? It's like a lobster or, you know, an armadillo, right? So they just pass the ball, and it popped, right? So we'd be a little disappointed, right? So, do you think I could have everyone go like, aw, like, you know, they're sad, they're disappointed. Could everyone try that out? So, ready, set, aw. Let's try that again. Let's try it one more time. Ready? Aw. Right. Now, let's try to do that, but with our monster noises, a sense of disappointment, which is always what about being at a picnic is about, being disappointed. So, let's try that out. Ready, set, right. I like the disappointed hisses a lot. Can we have a little more of that? That was amazing.
A little more of the disappointed hisses. I like the disappointed hisses a lot. Can we have a little more of that? That was amazing.
Cool. So, those are the kinds of sounds that we'll be using, and ideally, I'll get to share this with you later on this week when I put them together more. Does anyone have any, you know, new ideas since we started doing this? Maybe a new idea for maybe how to process sound or a new way they imagine their monster interacting? Esme, I didn't get a chance to hear your monster. Should we check out yours?
Sort of has like a growling sound, and it sounds evil because it's a demon. And That's what it sounds like.
Yes. That is awesome.
Where's
my hand?
No.
Cool. And is that a wing or a hand?
They're hands.
Cool. That's very cool. And would you like to show us any of your monsters? I know you've got a whole bunch of them. Could you pass the microphone over? Oops. Let's be gentle. So which one of your five do you want to show us first?
The one I described, but for the sound, I was just hitting paper with a marker.
Ah, okay. So is that more of like a claw sound or a wing sound? Or?
No, it's a voice sound.
Interesting. Cool. And, cool. Well, do you have another monster you want to show us? I know you had a whole bunch. Did we hear the one with the one eye yet, or?
Yeah, that was the.
Okay, cool. And was there one that was very furry?
Can
you recall?
I don't know. Yeah, that was the. Okay, cool.
Could do that one.
Was there one that was very furry?
Well, some of them I don't know. Most of them.
That's okay. Sometimes it takes a little time to imagine stuff. Cool. So let's see. I think we have just a few minutes more. But I was thinking that maybe since we've tried out monster sounds together and we've also talked about it, I was wondering if someone else would like to volunteer to maybe just to show off what a preliminary version of processing a monster sound would be like. Do you want to come up and try? Cool. So what we're going to do is we're going to record it in here. We're only going to use the microphone on this laptop, so this isn't going to be the final version. But this is just an example. And then all of us as a group can imagine different ways we can process it. So, cool. Do you want to make a monster sound for us?
Mm-hmm.
Let's check it out. So you're ruling. One more time. Let me just cut off the part right before you started, so we can just use the part that we like. That's one of the best parts about recording stuff. You can say which part you like and which part, you know, it's just a vehicle. Sometimes I like recording vehicles. So let's just listen to what we had so far.
Sounds like something you'd hear in the mountains or something.
Exactly. Now, with that, what are some things that we can do with it? We talked about a couple different things we could do with Echo.
It would be interesting to hear it in rehearsal.
Oh, okay. So
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Really cool.
Rehearsal. So do you want to press the button and make it go reverse? If you click right here. Oops. Let's find it right there. Oop, got it. Great. If it's possible, it actually sounds even more lonely and scary than before. So, nice job. You've actually made it a lot scarier. Does anyone else have any suggestions or ideas for what we could do with this monster sound? Oh, okay. In this case, I like your idea. In this case, I was thinking about how to use what we have right now. So, we've tried reversing it. What are the other things we did with this?
Oh, yeah.
So, do you guys want to try slowing it down or speeding it up?
Slowing it down might sound good.
It would make it sound even more lonely.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's try that. So, can you move us down to change speed? Oops. Cool. And could you grab that and just pull it over? It's probably pretty slow right now. Oops. Cool. That's going to be mega slow. Let's check this out. So let's listen to this. Probably this will sound like you're living in space or something.
Cool. Now, still reverse, too.
Is that mine?
Yes, it is.
That sounds like yours. That's weird.
It's so low we can't hear it. Wow. Is that that's you.
Can we turn up the pitch but not the speed?
Yes, we can, actually. That's a great question.
I can do it over again. I can make it louder.
That's true. In this case, though, we can actually use what we have, but I like the idea of doing multiple takes. But you bring a really good point, Coltrane, that we can do that shift of speed, but then we can change the pitch independently. So we can change speed, which we already did, and then we can scroll down to pitch. Would you like to scroll down to pitch? Let's see.
So is this app free?
Yes, it is. Yeah. And there's a whole bunch of ones like it. If this isn't what you know your folks like, you can look for something that works. This one's called Audacity, but there's a whole bunch of these out there.
I do one that's called Amadeus.
Oh, that sounds great. We were trying to think about what that was last night. That's really cool. So, yeah, Amadeus sounds really good, too. That's just Mozart's middle name, so it's easy to figure it out. Cool. Oh, sure. It's Audacity. And remember that if you don't like this, there are a whole bunch of these that are free. I just love the idea that we all can have access with a bigger point, right? It's kind of like, even if you don't like one book, the library is really awesome, right? Or if you don't like this song, the radio station is still good. You know, it's about access and resources. So who wants to pick how far up we change the pitch? Cool. Do you want to try? And then Echo, do you want to do one? Cool. So right now it's the same pitch. For each half step, it will go up a little bit more. So we probably want to make it go
up an octave.
Okay, sure. Then sure. What we would do then? I would just type a 3 right here,
right.
Just because.
Oh yes, fair enough.
It's okay. It's just it's kind of a quirky control. So let's check out what happens when we move it up an octave, but we did not change the speed. So it sounds a little bit more like Darth Vader, but it's a little more audible. Ooh.
Sounds awesome.
Hey, do you hear yourself?
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 WGXC Acre. 90 WGXC Acre. 90.7.
Okay, that sounds really cool. Let's try that.
Oh, you should do me like talking like in my regular voice and then I'll talk in the other voice and we'll see how.
That's pretty cool. Like, can you say that monster noise? One. Let's try another one. Yeah, so you got to go, so is it okay if we have someone else try that? Cool. So cool.
Game?
Oh, sure. Yeah. So cool. So I guess the idea was you wanted to try talking and then we try it reversing it. Oh, technically is that just into my laptop, but sure, we can someone hold on to this, I guess. Great. Cool. Thanks. And cool. So I guess just talk regular for a sec.
Okay.
Holy
happiness, like a
vault.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Perfect. Okay. Cool. So we'll use that. Cool. That's okay. And let's just see. Okay, so we'll just cut off the part we didn't need. So let's just focus on you and not on me talking, right? Okay, so here we are. So everyone heard that original version, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to try out reversing that to hear what regular speech sounds like. Cool.
Regular
so,
speech.
I hit the wrong button. There we go. Let's try this out. So think about all the things you could say and then make backwards.
Wait, can you play that again?
Sure. Pretty cool.
Sounds like you have a Western accent.
Yeah. So, Echo, when you did it on Amadeus, what would it sound like that? Or
yeah, it's basically the same thing as this. It's just called something different, and it has a couple different things.
Oh, cool. So, what's something different it has? That's really, really cool.
Well, it has, like, you can reverse it. and you can like cut it and stuff. Let's see. It doesn't have like a go back and forward button.
Okay, what does it have instead?
It just has pause, unpause, and record.
Oh.
And then it
you
can let's see. I don't really remember that much.
That's okay. I it's just really neat because. Could you hold on to this just for 1 second? Mm-hmm. What's really neat is that depending on the program, you can do a whole bunch of different things. Like here I am in a program that I bought a couple weeks ago because I knew I was going to come out here. And what I did, I made all the different kinds of grack sounds I could make. Right now, I'm going to put them all on top of one another. See what happens when we put two 10,000 gracks all on top of each other. No, I didn't make 10,000. I'm just being silly. But in this case, we'll just do 4 or 5. And so what happens when we just put a whole bunch of these gracks on top of each other? So in this case, these are all the same grack sound that we know and love, right? So theoretically, we should get this different sound, which will be more sound like a crowd of people talking, but maybe it'll be interesting.
Yeah, that sounds really cool.
Yeah, and so what you can do is, with something like this, eventually you can take the things you recorded, like in Audacity or Amadeus, and you can find another thing like GarageBand and put it into there. And it's pretty easy. It's almost as just like kind of move the file into that thing, you know? Basically there's always a free version of this stuff. So you can make your own music. You can make your own monster noises and... You know, it's really, I think it's a wonderful way to get into doing this kind of stuff. So cool. So, let's see. So I think we're probably nearing the end of our time, but any other questions or ideas? Cool.
No.
Yeah, cool. So, are we done?
It's 4 or 5.
Oh, sure. You want one? Yeah. So I wanted to thank you guys so much. Let's give everyone a round of applause for participating. Thank you so much for making monster noises. It's been so much fun. I really look forward to finding cool ways to do it, and I hope you guys find your own monster sounds. So, yeah.
Thanks so much.
Good job, guys.
Yeah.